Now we'll look at the state effort to comply with voter passage of the ballot question legalizing recreational marijuana in Massachusetts. State officials tell the Boston Globe they may need to tap the state rainy day fund for regulators to oversee the new industry until marijuana sales generate tax revenue to pay for the regulators. And state officials remain unsure whether they'll be ready for the new law to actually take effect on December 15th, as called for by the ballot question, or whether they'll have to push back that date. Ballot question supporters are now also pushing the issue of retroactive expungement, that is, erasing the criminal records of citizens arrested for previous marijuana offenses that would be legal under the new law. Expungement was written into California's ballot question on marijuana, but was not included in the Massachusetts question. To help explain why and talk about what's ahead, we spoke with Chanel Lindsay, one of the authors of question number 4.
Expungement's very important, and there are a lot of people now that are pushing towards expungement, and I think that we're going to be successful in that effort. Massachusetts initiative law dictates that an initiative cannot undo judicial action. So we couldn't include expungement in our initiative.
But you're going to try to do that now through the legislative process?
Absolutely. And there are already people who have been working on this issue. So now it's time for people in the cannabis advocacy groups to work along with those other grassroots organizations who are already pushing for expungement. And certainly I think that this is something that the legislature should take up because it only makes sense.
How are you working with local law enforcement or state law enforcement to address these issues?
I think that one thing that we all need to be vigilant about when we're implementing this law is understanding that there's in addition to the commercial side of things, we are dealing with a situation where people still, every day, are being disproportionately impacted by the criminal justice system when it comes to cannabis infractions. And I think that one thing that needs to be on the forefront of the legislature's mind is how we are going to train local and state police to implement this law in a way that removes disparity rather than increases disparity like we saw in Colorado after legalization.
Well, let me put this into context. In Colorado, the arrest of young black people for marijuana possession has increased since legalization, and clearly you're at least somewhat worried this could happen here. What's your biggest concern along these lines?
My biggest concern along these lines is that police will continue to stop and frisk young people of color. The bigger concern, too, is the upcharging that we see in communities of color.
Explain what you mean
by
that.
So what I mean by that is when people are possessing less than an ounce of cannabis or a permissible amount, rather than getting a ticket, this is, again, under decriminalization, what would happen is rather than getting a ticket like the law required, they would be charged with possession with intent to distribute, which takes it out of the decriminalized zone and puts it squarely into a criminalized zone, which is even worse than possession. And so we really need to make sure that that kind of upcharging doesn't continue underneath this, you know, new legal system, correct?
Are you optimistic that can be worked out?
Absolutely. I think that vigilance in the drafting of this law, there's a provision that is included in the initiative, section 4A4, that says that not only does this new commission, this promulgating regulations, have to encourage full participation from communities that have been harmed by prohibition, but it also says that this commission has to promulgate regulations that will positively impact those communities. I think that police training and community engagement is exactly what that provision contemplates.
In your conversations, do you sense that law enforcement in Massachusetts understands what you're talking about and is willing to adjust?
I think it's hard sometimes for law enforcement to look at statistics and see disparate enforcement, because I do believe that the majority of police officers and police chiefs want to have equity in policing. It's going to take some reflection on the part of these law enforcement agencies, and it's going to take them working alongside us to make sure that the law is implemented correctly. But I am hopeful that that will happen.
Chanel Lindsay, good to meet you. Thank you very much for coming in and talking about this.
Thank you for having me.
Chanel Lindsay is an attorney and was co-author of Ballot Question Number 4.